Shine, Jesus, shine. Yeah, Jean's sitting up here singing the hymn. That's not till after it. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Yeah, so God went and turned the switch, didn't he? Folks, I was doing some thinking about this. And there was a verse, I got to tell you, Tina and I already talked about this. If you notice, it says in the reading 6 to on the Ephesians, and she started in 15. That's because I use the Missouri Synod Lectionary, and the website I was on uses the ELCA Lectionary, which started in verse 15, Missouri Synod started in 6. And it's one of those things, you know, I didn't catch it. So, I guess I have to tell you what was going to be in those first 5 verses. But, you remember the verse, awake, awake, O Zion. Was it that bad?
I didn't say anything this time. I'm innocent.
It's sleepers awake. Is what that is. And in fact, if you're a music buff, Bach wrote an entire cantata on Wachet auf und die Stimme, which in German means sleepers awake. Yeah, bless you. Okay. But it's Wachet auf und die Stimme. You might even recognize the hymn that comes from. Of course, it's not in this hymnal, it's in the green hymnal, but that's okay. Folks, here's the thing. If we're supposed to be vigilant and watchful, okay? That verse was sleepers awake, right? So that happens at night. Well, night is the darkness, okay? So it's important to stay in the light. And that's where I started to think about this. Light is mentioned, now listen to this, 246 times in the Bible. Yeah, 246. Shine, 28 times. Bright, 18. Face, 318 times. The ironic blessing, we finish it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Folks, the Psalms are filled with references like that. Look at our tapestry up here. What does it say? In his light. So is light important? Well, sure it is. All right, but what does this mean? There's always that great Lutheran question. Okay, well, let's look at John 1. Okay, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Okay, we all know this, right? But we're listening to it a little differently today. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So what is the light? Jesus, God. Okay? You know, I was thinking about this, and the more I thought about it, you know, there's so many positive things, but yet, when I did my search, I found out in Job, there's 48 references to light. Now, Job's a little different, isn't it? Why? Well, because Satan and God are playing a game with him to see if they can make him lose his faith. All right, so 48 times. Here's some of the things that are in Job. I'm just going to do a few of them. Indeed, the light of the wicked is put out, and the flame of his fire does not shine. The light is dark in his tent, and his lamp above him is put out. He is thrust from light into darkness and driven out of the world. You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. There are those who rebel against the light, who are not acquainted with its ways and do not stay in its paths. All right, so we want to be in the light, but then Job was taken away from the light, wasn't he? How does it sound that he's dealing with it? Not very well, is he? Okay. So it's important for all of us to be in the light. Well, Jeremiah, okay, I got to thinking about this. And this is talking about the wake, O wake, O Zion. Be awake, be ready. Okay? While they are inflamed, I prepare them a feast and make them drunk, that they may become merry. Then sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake. Sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake. They're damned because they're not ready. Romans, besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. In 1 Corinthians, wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right, and do not go on sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. All right, so if we're in the light, we're in salvation. You start to see that? Because if we're not ready, if we're not awake, we're not saved. All right, well, so if we're in the light and not in darkness, we're okay, aren't we? Well, light is openness. Darkness is closed. Light reveals, dark conceals. Light is good, dark is bad. I'd put that in there. If we had kids in here, I mean, that'd be a perfect one. They can understand that. Of course, sometimes I think it's good for us to understand simple stuff, too. So, going back to the Aaronic blessing, the church has to do a lot with the light, face, and countenance. All right, why is that so important? Where does the light in Revelation come from? Well, yeah. The throne of God, right? I mean, it's very clear that that's the light in the afterlife. It comes from the throne. Okay, so when we look at things like the word profound, okay? Boy, that's a profound subject, isn't it? Okay, profound. Pro, in front of, found, foundation. It's actually Latin for face. So when you're profound, you're standing before the face of. On the last day, we're going to stand before the face of God. And his light of his countenance will shine upon us. And think about that. Are we ready for that? I hope so, too. You know, it's one of those things we never know when that might happen. So when we look at things, wake, O wake, O Zion, that means, well, I'm going to do this for about 10 years and have fun, and then I'll turn. I've heard that when I talk to people. Well, I'm going to go back to church when I get older. All right, so what if you have a heart attack next week? Are you ready to stand in front of God? You know, that's part of the thing is, as I was reading to this, where did I come up with this idea? Well, I think our gospel has a good explanation of why Jesus shines for us. Let me refresh your memory. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. The thing is, if you've noticed, we've had that same part of the reading from the first part of the Bread of Life 3 weeks in a row now. But each part of it, they do something else with it. Okay? So is this supposed to be important? I think so too. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. If Jesus lives because of the Father, then do we live because of the Father? I think so too. You know, the third verse of Genesis is let there be light, and there was light. You know, so if it's important enough that the Bible starts with that, is it important enough for us? Yeah, I think so. Then I saw, this is from Revelation 10, then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud with a rainbow over his head, and his face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. Who's the mighty angel coming down? It's actually Jesus. That's the day of judgment. Ooh. He had the rainbow over his head. What's the rainbow in the Bible? Promise of no more flooding. Okay? And he's got that over his head, right? But then his face is like the sun. Whose face is like the sun? God. But his legs are like pillars of fire. Yeah, it represents judgment. Okay? One of the things, the last book of the Old Testament is Micah. Malachi, sorry. I was thinking it's the Italian book, Malachi, you know, but Malachi. And Handel uses this on one of the great bass arias. For he is like a refiner's fire, and who will stand when he appears? What is a refiner's fire? When you're making jewelry, when you're making steel, okay, you got to get rid of the slag, and so you heat it, right? And you hit it, and as you hit it, all the impurities start to go away. So are we going to have to stand in front of the refiner's fire? Because if that's the case, who can stand when he appears? I don't know. I think I'd be scared as all can be. I don't know about you. But yet, those are the things that are in there. But as Christians, do we need to worry? No. Because we're saved by grace through faith. Okay? But what happens if you sin? You're no longer in the state of grace. You're going to go to hell. Right. But the thing is that if, let's say before we die, we did something bad, even if it's a little thing. And I've had this argument with people out in stores before. Well, then I can't go to heaven because I sin. Well, you sin because you're a sinner. You know? God knows that. Does God accept us the way we are? Sure he does. Sure he does. And that's the thing is, when we stand in front on that day of judgment, okay, who's our judge? Jesus. Who's our lawyer? Who's the counselor? The Holy Spirit. Because if you notice in John later on, he talks about the last day in terms of a court case. He uses legal language. Because Jesus is the judge, and our defense attorney is the Holy Spirit, who's going to stand there and say, this guy was good, or this girl was good. Why? Because we believe we're saved by our grace through faith. So when we walk in the light, so when we have salvation, when we walk with the light of Christ on us, is it good? Yeah. You bet it is. You bet it is. But God always comes to us in light. How did he come to Moses? Burning bush. Okay? When Jesus goes up on the mountaintop with the apostles on Transfiguration Sunday, and they took away all of his darkness, and he shone like the sun. Okay? He let his divinity come through, because Jesus is God. Folks, as I look at what is going on, and I think about what Peter said at the end of our gospel, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. We just sang that in the Alleluia, didn't we? Okay? Jesus is our eternal life. And if we continue to walk in his light, if we let Jesus shine upon us, we are saved. So let's enjoy that and sing. Oh, I should have done this. You know, the barbershoppers are singing right now over at Christ Lutheran Church in Englewood. Remember one of the ones we sang is "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." Folks, we all have that light in us.